A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus proposed another parable to the crowds. The kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed, which a person took and sowed in a field. It is the smallest of all the seeds, yet when full grown, the largest of plants. It becomes a large bush, and the birds of the sky come and dwell in its branches. And he spoke to them another parable. The kingdom of heaven is like yeast, which a woman took and mixed with 3 measures of wheat flour until the whole batch was leavened. And all these things Jesus spoke to the crowds in parables. He spoke to them only in parables to fulfill what had been said through the prophet. I will open my mouth in parables. I will announce what has lain hidden from the foundation of the world. The Gospel of the Lord. We're going to be leaving this section of Matthew's Gospel now. There are 7 parables, and these are the last of the 7 parables. So now we'll be moving along. We have looked in the last few weeks at all these 7 parables in our various Gospel readings. In some ways, we don't want to look too closely to analyze the parable. The parable has its own teaching. I mean, if you look closely at this, the seed, which is very small, but grows into a tree so that the birds of the air can come and but that doesn't happen with this mustard seed. The mustard seed becomes a large bush, but not a big tree. However, Jesus has to use hyperbole here. There's a certain exaggeration to make an emphasis of the teaching of the parable. The same with 3 measures of wheat would be enough to feed 150 people. But obviously, Jesus uses this hyperbole here, a certain exaggeration, to tell you how powerful the little deeds are. We find that also. You will remember in the Gospel of John, the wedding feast of Cana. 130 gallons? Not really, but it's meant to exaggerate or to tell us about the extravagance of God's grace, the extravagance of God's love. And so that's true in these parables. So let me look at this. What does this mean to us today, to make this day holy, to be conscious of God's presence in our day? As you know, I've mentioned before that when I am called to somebody who is dying, we go through our prayers and so forth, and then I have the family stand back, and each of them say into the ear of the person who is dying, the last thing you want the person to hear. I had such an occasion last week. I've been doing that for a long time. And what is spoken by way of the last thing I want you to hear are things that appear to be small, some special act of kindness, a moment of forgiveness, some moment of generosity, perhaps a moment of understanding, a moment of welcome. You welcomed me when others did not welcome me. It was something you said to me that I still remember, some kindness. It was a blessing you gave me. It wasn't a giant blessing, but it was meaningful. and it changed something inside of me. We underestimate the little seed or the yeast that enriches and produces great fruit. So what does this mean to us today? Make a decision today to do some special act of kindness. Perhaps call somebody that you haven't talked to for a while. I just called to say hello and to send you a blessing. I'm thinking about you. I want to tell you that you're important to me. Or perhaps tell somebody how grateful you are. Somebody who is with you all the time, but you haven't paused long enough to say, I should have thanked you more. It may be a misunderstanding you have with somebody that you could call and be humble and ask the person for forgiveness if they have been offended. But something that appears to be small, but the effect can be great. Now that would be a manner in which we could take this parable and bring it to life, both these parables, and bring them to life. Something that would be really meaningful today. Once we make the overture, once we make the phone call or say the words, it's the grace of God that works. The man who sows the seed, he does not make it grow. It's God's grace that makes it grow. Or the woman who puts the yeast in the dough, she doesn't make it rise. It's the power of the moment. It's the power of the gift. That there's some power in God's providence inside the gift that occasions the great response. So keep that in mind. You could change your day by the manner in which you will take this parable and put it into practice. Amen.